I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Frank Cisneros, bartender at Dram and beverage director for Gin Palace and Bourgeois Pig. Frank, just curious how you've been holding up after the storm.
Well, like most New Yorkers, I was affected one way or another. I live actually on Avenue C in the Lower East Side at 4th Street, and the water stopped at 5th Street. So it was kind of it was an interesting ordeal. We got out Tuesday afternoon. Like most people, I had kind of very little idea as to how long the power was going to be out and really like the full effects of the storm. But I didn't really want to rest on my laurels, so I jumped into action and kind of got a group together to do something to help.
And so what did you guys work on?
Well, what I did was Tuesday night, I went to Dram and I thought about, well, what can we do? I heard that some of my colleagues in the Lower East Side, especially in Lower Manhattan, like in the Tribeca area, that were particularly hard hit, were still trying to open their bars. And that meant a lot to me in a couple of ways. Firstly, I think anyone who was in Lower Manhattan at the time just knows how dark and how cold and how dreary it was. And I felt that having some bars open would be at least a somewhat well-lit, warm place for people to go and get a drink and be communal and sort of weather out the storm in that way. And the other thing is, obviously, as bartenders, our only income is when we're working. If we don't work, we don't make any income. And I wanted to at least mitigate the effects as much as I could in that regard. So what we did was we put together an ice lift program, so to speak. We contacted all of our friends in Brooklyn that still had working bars, figured out people who had cars and time to donate, and we would go from bar to bar to bar, picking up 100 pounds of ice at each place and ferrying it over to semi-functioning candlelit bars in Manhattan so they could stay operational.
Wow, that sounds like quite a coordinated effort. So what was the response of people in the communities, you know, where these bars were open? I mean, did you end up having a busy night, slow nights? What was the general vibe?
It was great. I mean, particularly the first couple of nights after the storm, Wednesday and Thursday night, I think in particular, we would go, by the time that we would make our second runs into the evening, we would come in places like Ward 3 and Evelyn in the East Village. Even Death & Company opened on Wednesday night. They were pretty packed because they were literally maybe 10 bars open in all of Lower Manhattan at this time. So that was the only place that people could go. Like people that were stuck that either had families or pets or they were NYU students or something like that, and they just really didn't have anywhere else to go. This was the only place they could go. So it was really interesting. We would come in and people would cheer, and they were really happy that they had, you know, a delivery device to keep them going, just keep them a little bit longer.
Yeah, kind of the creation of ad hoc community centers. Now, how was the actual service provision challenged by the lack of power? I mean, did people generally focus on a certain selection of drinks, or I mean, did it was just kind of catch as catch can?
I think most people were fairly understanding of the fact that these bars that were semi-operational in Lower Manhattan really couldn't serve their full cocktail menus. Obviously, a lot of us, two of my bars, for instance, are in Lower Manhattan. We lost a lot of perishable goods, a lot of juice, a lot of fine things like that. We really couldn't do like full menus. So these bars were running on some menus, but what was really amazing, particularly Ward 3, they got a hold of some Sterno stoves and they were making hot water so they could make hot toddies. So people were figuring out ways to just do anything that they could, because again, in such dark, dreary, cold times, such as what happened after Hurricane Sandy, having a warm drink was like a really big deal. Just even being down in Lower Manhattan during the day doing ice runs, in addition to ice runs, we had teamed up with the drink, and we did a couple of food and blanket deliveries to the missions and to the mission on the Bowery. We would see a lot of people building these ad hoc communities on the street, particularly on Avenue C. One of the most interesting things we saw while delivering ice were this group of people that were generating their own power using a tandem bicycle, which then allowed people to charge their phones. And there was also people boiling water, like, on the street with in order to make coffee. So people were just kind of figuring out ways to sort of help themselves. Because in all honesty, until about Thursday night, we didn't really see any presence from the Red Cross or FEMA. So it was really just ragtag groups like us and groups of people who live here in the Lower East Side who sort of took it upon themselves to do something to help their fellow New Yorkers.
And so, you know, many are still kind of suffering in the wake of the storm. And what role do you think kind of bartenders and beverage directors and people in your industry will play in the kind of coming weeks and months as we look to continue the recovery process?
Well, one thing that we're doing right now is a group of us who are beverage directors in Lower Manhattan, a gentleman from Gemma, my friend Nino from Ward 3, we're putting together a bartender's bash. What we're going to try to do is coordinate the efforts and the resources of liquor distributors and liquor suppliers, use our efforts as bartenders and kind of throw this big giant party where all the proceeds are going to go to a hurricane relief effort. Another example of that is this past Monday, we were able to open Gin Palace right after the lights came on Friday. So we were blessed and able to get up and running very quickly. So by Monday, we had previously had a gin event planned for a gin launch, but we wound up turning it into a coat drive instead. And we took those coats down to the Red Hook Restore Project, which was spearheaded by some of the guys at Fort Defiance. Red Hook is, of course, particularly hard hit, and Fort Defiance was nearly destroyed. So it was just an example of taking something that we do normally, which is bartending and throwing events, and instead of just having it be a regular old event, making it into something charitable to help out our community.
That's awesome. Now, I know one of the other things we've been thinking about here at the station is the role, you know, of the private sector in supporting the relief efforts. And I know many bartenders and beverage directors have great relationships with, you know, multinational beverage companies. And do you think that there's any role for those types of liquor or beer or spirits distributors to play here in the relief effort?
Absolutely, we do. I mean, I know that, like everybody else, some of the beer distributors have been pretty hard hit, and liquor distributors, but the beer distributors, particularly like Union Beer, lost a lot of case beers in the flood. But like you said, there's these larger multinational companies such as Pernod Ricard, Diageo, that do have these deeper resources, and that's what we plan to tap. And in times past, they've been very, very good and very charitable in such a particularly local sort of situation like the one that we're in the relief effort post Sandy. I think you're going to see those larger companies step up to the plate, and that's what we hope to rally in this bartender bash that we're trying to organize for the near future.
Wow, Frank. Well, we'll definitely stay in touch about the details of that bash. We can share it with our listeners. Thanks so much for taking some time to give us an update and tell us a little bit about how you spent the days, you know, post-storm. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.